This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A pedestrian was struck walking out of the Bills game last night. What exactly happened?
That's correct. Shortly after the Bills game ended, as we always see, a significant number of pedestrians and vehicles on the roadways in and around the stadium area. One of our officers that was assigned to the stadium detail was approached by a passerby that reported that a pickup truck had just struck a pedestrian and was fleeing northbound on Abbott Road. They did a great job. They located the vehicle, matching up the damage that was reported along with the vehicle description, and attempted to stop that vehicle as it was traveling on Abbott Road north towards Mile Strip Road.
The congestion of Mile Strip, how much easier did it make it for police to track down this vehicle?
So, you know, the vehicle wasn't able to travel as quickly as it otherwise would have been, but neither were the officers. You know, their ability to get around was hampered similarly. They did locate the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop. That vehicle did not pull over, and it continued eastbound on Mile Strip Road. And, you know, due to the stadium traffic, they were able to get the vehicle boxed in and stopped, at which point the driver of the vehicle was removed and taken into custody.
And as far as possible charges against the driver?
So the driver was processed for intoxication. He was found to be intoxicated and was charged with driving while intoxicated, leaving the scene of an injury accident, and some other various vehicle and traffic laws.
And the victim, how is he doing?
A victim was transported by ambulance to the Erie County Medical Center, where at last check he was in stable condition.
How often do you get cases like this during football season?
You know, we see, our fair share of pedestrians struck from either no injury to minor injury, and unfortunately we have had fatal injuries as a result of a vehicle striking the pedestrian that's in the roadway. So it's not uncommon. We've had games where we've had several, and we've also gone games where we haven't had any. But it's always a concern of ours, you know, when we've got tens of thousands of pedestrians mixing it up with cars on the roads.
And for pedestrians heading out of the games, we've got a game on Sunday. What advice do you have for them?
You know, our advice is always to stay on the side of the road, to travel on sidewalks if available, or up off of the curb. We do see many, many people that walk down the center of the traffic lanes, that walk down the center turn lanes. There are times where you've got thousands of people that are traveling up and down Abbott Road and some of the other streets. For the most part, Vehicles do a really good job navigating in and around all the pedestrians that we have. But when you mix alcohol and other types of drugs in, it's a recipe for disaster. And in a case like this, we see the end result of that. It's not one single agency that's able to ultimately police and respond to emergencies in and around the stadium. It is a team effort, and we work very closely with our public safety partners in and around the stadium to answer the significant number of emergency calls that occur before, during, and after the game as a result of tens of thousands of fans descending here on the town of Orchard Park. So yesterday was just a really good example of everybody working very, very well together in a very congested, chaotic environment. You know, we had two separate scenes. We had the scene where the pursuit ended and the offender was taken into custody. The vehicle was processed and everything that goes into that. But we also had the scene of the crash where, you know, we had to get that area closed down. We had to get medical personnel in stadium traffic to treat the victim, to transport the victim, to locate witnesses, take statements, collect evidence. And really, it was an effort of everybody working together that ultimately led not only to the offender being located and arrested, but the victim being able to be transported to the hospital and be in the condition that he is in today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.